my friend.
It's blowing in the wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
You're listening to Today's Hits and Yesterday's Favorites. I'm Richard McCarthy. My guest this morning on the phone is Chris McCool, the band leader of Sultans of String. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine. I almost called you the Sultans of Swing.
You know, that happens a lot, of course. It's a great pun and a great alliteration. But when we came up with the band name Sultans of String, we were looking for something that might resonate. But, you know, Sultans is the name for a king in certain parts of the world. And, of course, we're all string players in the band, so it seemed a natural fit. I play violin in the band, and we've got Kevin Laliberté, who toured around the planet with Jesse Cook on guitar. And on bass, we've got Drew Burston, who is the bass player to the pop stars like Chantal Kreviazuk, Melanie Doan, and tons of jazz and world music artists. So, really, we're bringing the big guns.
Good stuff. Now, you're coming to the Center in Dryden Friday, February 28th, a 7 o'clock show, and you're being brought in benefiting the Midtown stage.
Which is really exciting, and we're so happy to be a part of that, and also to be returning to Dryden because it has been 11 years since we performed in the Center. It was 2009 we came through, so it's really exciting to come back, and we're going to take our listeners on a musical journey, everything from barn-burning East Coast Celtic music to gypsy jazz from Eastern Europe, rumba flamenca from Southern Spain, Cuban rhythms, Arabic rhythms from my Lebanese background, where my name would have been pronounced Mahul instead of McCool. We're going to play it all for you.
Three-time Juno nominees and a Billboard charting as well, and so much more. How have things been going since that last show in Dryden?
It's been really a ridiculous journey. You know, a lot of the songs that we still play today started off as just impromptu jams, just having fun playing music with amazing musicians. And then we've grown these songs to be able to perform them with full bands and even sometimes with orchestras around the globe. We've taken our music through the U.S., across Canada, through the U.K., and yeah, we've won 4 Canadian Folk Music Awards with these songs, so we're proud of them. But the most important thing in our live show is our audience. So, you know, if the audience isn't there to celebrate with us, it doesn't feel like much of a show. So we really love playing live. It's a super fun time for us and also the audience who get to sing along on a couple of songs. We do a couple of covers that people recognize, not Sultans of Swing, but maybe Heart of Gold and a couple of other tunes.
Good stuff. I'm looking forward to it. Tickets available at thecenteronline.ca. Fast approaching Friday, February the 28th at the Center. It is Sultans of String. Chris McCool, my guest this morning. Anything else, Chris, before we let you go?
We're on a pretty big tour. Folks can check us out at sultansofstring.com and fiddlefire.com, which is the kids' side. We're kind of doing a combination tour of reaching out to young people through music and getting them interested in playing music, and then a few of these amazing evening shows. It's going to be quite the tour for us.
Sounds fantastic. Looking forward to your return to the Dryden area. Chris McCool has been my guest this morning. Chris, thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? My friend is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea?
Yes, how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Just doesn't see the answer, my friend.